to the third hour of this program. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, an update on an old story from back in 2011 when UC Davis Police Lieutenant John Pike pepper sprayed some young people that were protesting. We will tell you what has happened to John Pike here in a few moments. Johnson has that story. Also, of course, you can take control here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. In addition to that, you can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, right at the very end of the last hour, we were talking about a story about a singer, CeeLo Green. He's facing a felony ecstasy charge, and the first allegation in the story was that he had raped a woman. And now the police have apparently dropped that charge, or at least according to this story, they were intending. Police sources were saying they were intending to drop the rape charge.
And the damage to this individual's reputation is very high because of this. The fact is that now it's always, he was the guy that was charged with rape.
Even if he wasn't raping anybody.
Right. Well, people may or may not know that it was dropped. And even if they do know it was dropped, there's always this, in this culture, I don't know what it's like around the country, but here, if you're accused of something, basically people think you did it.
Yeah.
That's why juries, they find people guilty of felonies 60% to two-thirds of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's an incredible number, considering that it's far less than 1% of cases actually make it to trial. The people that actually take it all the way to trial have a high chance of being the people that are really innocent because they won't take the plea deal. They won't do time for something they didn't do. Like, that's a really principled thing to do, is to take something all the way to trial. But juries still find them guilty two-thirds of the time. That says to me that we've got this culture in the United States of believing that, well, if you were charged with something, you must have done something wrong.
Sure, and it's even worse when people believe that those who have been convicted of something have done something wrong, and everybody just blows off the jail, and they act as though that's just a place where a bunch of scumbags are. The fact is, the jail's full of fathers, the jail's full of people who are, you know, productive workers, they're full of people who have never harmed anybody else, but people don't think that. They just think that, oh, because they're in jail, they must be bad, they must have hurt somebody, they must have done something wrong. But a lot of those people don't belong there, in my opinion. Now, we ended up in a kind of a brief discussion, and I know, Johnson, you made a pretty radical claim about 90% of all rape claims are false.
Well, there's some studies, and there's lots of different studies in the
numbers. That is what you said, though, right?
Yeah, that is what I said, and there is a study. You can look up, let me see exactly what the, there's a Wikipedia article that I was looking at that talks about these different studies. And the Wikipedia article is specifically about false accusation of rape. And there's actually some websites out there, I think there's one like falserape.net or something like that,
okay,
where it's talking about the fact that it's extremely common that there are a lot of accusations of rape where the woman is just lying. You know, she gets remorse after the fact or whatnot, and it just makes a public accusation of rape, and you find out later, it's like where either she'll admit it, like, I was lying.
Mm.
You know, or, and it's just,
so where it's provably false.
Yeah, where it's provably false.
Yeah.
And so there are a variety of different studies. I cited one of them, and I said in the 90%, which is accurate to one specific study, that where it was, they somehow studied 18 cases, and 16 out of the 18 cases were...
Certainly not a large sample size.
Not a big sample size.
Not a large sample size.
I can see why it would...
But actually, a lot of these studies, there's a number of different studies. There's like, you know, it looks like 30 or 40 different studies, and they all kind of have small sample sizes for these studies. But the percentages, they're all over the map. So some are like 21%, some are 22%, some are 42%, 47%. So... there's no real consensus on how, you know, what percentage of rape accusations are completely false, but it's too high.
It's a good amount of them, though.
Yeah.
Well, the number of rapes are too high, and the number of false accusations are too high. One thing that isn't getting mentioned here is the shame that sort of goes into this. If a woman feels slighted, she is unlikely to claim rape if she doesn't feel shame around sex generally. Like, there's this whole aspect aspect of slut shaming that goes on, and that's important to point out here. Like,
right, I would never have had sex with CeeLo Green because I'm not a slut.
Right, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. That's precisely the standpoint. If there wasn't, like, CeeLo...
Or the Ohio case. I would never have sex in public.
Right, and there are very few men that are going to say that, well, you know, she told me that things were going to be a certain way if we had sex and that I might get some gifts or whatever the situation was, but it turns out she just used me physically and tossed me aside like a rag doll. Like, you know, you don't hear men saying that, and that's because, well, they got something out of the deal, and women got something out of the deal, too, if it was done properly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true, and that is a real problem with this culture, the idea that women shouldn't be having sex. There's something wrong with women having sex, and it's fairly common.
If men are having sex, it's generally, generally.
In a lot of cases, with women.
In a lot of cases, they're having them with women.
But it's a very damaging idea.
One thing you almost implied there, too, though, is that there may be a subset of women who are trying to use the force of the state in order to get restitution for not getting what they thought was their end of a contract.
I'm sure that's true.
Oh, well, I was promised this, you know, X, Y, and Z in order for putting out. As though that's some sort of, you know, unless you're a prostitute, that's not a reasonable expectation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think that, but I do think that if two people enter into an agreement, like a prostitute and a John, and that somebody doesn't come up with their end of the bargain, that arbitration is a reasonable outcome there.
Yeah, if you could legally arbitrate a situation like that. Unfortunately, prostitution's illegal, and so therefore, you probably have more rape as a result of that. Now, it's certainly true that rape is, from what I understand, about a power. It's like a power thing, but... There's also, I think, a factor of people not being able to have a sexual outlet. I imagine that is a factor in rape.
Well, not having a sexual outlet is incredibly disempowering. Right? Like, just not being able to do that, not finding anybody that wants to, is incredibly disempowering. So, yes, rape is about power, but let's not forget that it's disempowering not to be able to have a sexual partner.
So legalizing prostitution would probably, on one hand, reduce instances of rape. On the other hand, there are a lot of women who are against the idea of legal prostitution because it means more competition for them.
I don't know what the reasons are. There are probably a lot of societal norms and mores and that sort of thing. There's plenty of feminists out there that are for sex workers' rights, and I don't know. You know, like, there's a lot of women generally, but just because they're women doesn't mean they're feminists, right?
I didn't say anything about feminists. I just said there are a lot of women who would probably be against legalizing prostitution because it means more competition. If hubby, who's sexually frustrated for not, you know, being able to have sex at home after marriage, is able to just go out and buy a prostitute legally, then that could change the sexual dynamics of a relationship.
Just think about how many women are out there listening and, you know, jabbing along songs like Beyonce. You know, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Really?
what are you getting at there?
Well, what I'm getting at there is that, you know, there are a lot of women who expect, like, oh, well, if you're going to stay in a relationship, you know, you don't buy the milk, or don't buy the cow if you can get the milk for free. You know, you got to put a ring on the woman. You know, there's a lot of women who still have that kind of traditionalist viewpoint that, you know, like, oh, you better not stick with that man unless he buys you
a diamond
for, you know, whatever. 10% of his salary or whatever it is for the month or whatever.
That sounds like an excuse for infidelity to me. You have every right to break up with somebody before a marriage and every right to break up with somebody after a marriage. You don't need an excuse for infidelity. Just go ahead and dissolve your contract and do whatever it is you want to do.
But it's not even about infidelity. It's about whether or not you're going to stay in a relationship at all. It's like a determining factor of whether or not that relationship is worthwhile, period.
Agreed.
Like, what they're seeking in a relationship is someone that's going to buy them a ring.
But do you see how somebody might use the terminology, if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it, to justify infidelity right now? Rather than dissolving the relationships and the contracts, verbal or otherwise, that I have created in my life, I'm just going to use this really cool pop song as an excuse to go ahead and do the breakup without all that heavy lifting.
That's more specific. I'm really just talking about the general attitude seemingly held by a lot of women, you know.
Ladies, you got thoughts on? Do you have thoughts on this, ladies? 855-453.
I don't think it's just women either. It's men too.
855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More to come, including your calls about whatever's on your mind.
plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com, that's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. On the show, pretty much every host of this program is a fan of the Bitcoin. You can go and learn more about it. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And on that page, you'll find a way to, first of all, learn more about what Bitcoins are. They're a decentralized internet currency And decentralized meaning they're not in control of any one organization. They're not being controlled by a corporation or a government or a bank or something like that. They are created by the geek community of the internet, and they're maintained by the geeks. And I don't know about you, but I trust in the geeks. So I've got Bitcoin, and I'm glad that I do. It's just an amazing concept, and it's proof. I mean, it's been proven that it works. It's been going on now for several years.
Right in the Bible, Ian, the geeks shall inherit the earth.
And it's really working out well so far. Bitcoin is exploding in popularity. More and more companies are accepting it. It's been, I think, really big in China over the last week from what I read.
Yeah, part of the run-up here recently has been caused by sort of the Chinese market.
Right. It's an international currency.
I wonder if they call it something else in China.
I don't know. That's a good question. Is there a Chinese word for saying Bitcoin? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's what I wonder.
You know? I don't think so. That'd be my guess.
So
a lot of anglicized words around this world. I mean, you know, then I would.
I don't know. Like whenever something like it goes from English into Japanese, it would be like bitukoinu. You know,
it's still anglicized
like
stuff.
That. Yeah.
So again, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to learn more about bitcoins. And when you're ready to get some bitcoins,
first I want to apologize to all our Japanese listeners for whatever the hell that was. Okay.
Hey, it's common. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with that. That they do that. You know, like that's true of many words.
So I posted on the Facebook wall today. I think that there's a lot of people getting in Bitcoin for probably the wrong reason, which is it's going to make a lot of people very, very wealthy here in the near future.
That's a prediction.
That's not just my prediction, but the prediction of Novogratis, the principal and co-chief investment officer of macro funds at Fortress. And he said this at a conference held today in New York City by UBS AG chief investment office. Come back in a few years, and it's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah, but there's another guy on ZDNet who says it's a really bad idea.
And it's a really terrible article.
It is. It's full of nonsense.
The fact is that you can listen to experts across the board when it comes to this. The best thing about Bitcoin is it disempowers the state in an area where it is extraordinarily powerful. It empowers the individual and disempowers the privileged. So you can go get involved in Bitcoin by getting some Bitcoin by going to cashintocoins.com. All you have to do is have a Wells Fargo in your area and an internet connection, because you got to go to cashintocoins.com and tell them you're going to deposit. Then you go to the Wells Fargo, the Bank of America, or credit union with shared branching. You want to call ahead, ask if they've got shared branching. You don't want to just bebop down to any old credit union and get the wrong info.
Mm-hmm.
But their fees are great, and customer service is great. It's all fast, safe, legal, easy, and orders under $40, no fee at all. Why? Because the people who are in Bitcoin right now are in Bitcoin because they believe in it, not because they're in it to make money. And, Will over there at cashintocoins.com, he wants you to get into Bitcoins. He wants you to try it out. So no fee if it's under $40, cashintocoins.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about CeeLo Green facing felony charge of furnishing a controlled substance, and the part of the story I didn't get to was about that, because we had pointed out that CeeLo was originally charged with basically a rape charge. That ended up not happening because the police couldn't get enough evidence. This lady made the claim that she was raped, that she was drugged by CeeLo, that he slipped ecstasy in her drink, and that she woke up in his bed, as though that would happen with ecstasy if you were to even get away with slipping it in someone's drink. I think that's pretty ridiculous. But drinking too much? Yeah, you could end up somewhere you didn't expect if you were blackout drunk, for instance, but that just doesn't happen with ecstasy. But what the rest of the story here is interesting, because they claim, and I've got a different version, an updated version of the story, which was published 2 days ago. This is from court, where CeeLo has pleaded not guilty to a charge of furnishing a woman with ecstasy at an L.A. restaurant last year. As we mentioned, that they declined to file sexual assault charges against him. However, they did file this furnishing charge. The attorney did say that her client, CeeLo Green, had consensual relations with the woman, and the claims of sexual assault were false and unfounded. It found guilty of furnishing a controlled substance, Green could face up to 4 years in prison. So, according to the story.
4 years in prison for giving somebody some ecstasy tabs?
It's crazy.
Hmm.
Now, according to the story over at TMZ.com...
You know, I know of a family member who gave another family member some painkillers that mm-hmm. they had something going wrong.
Felony charge?
Yeah. Right. I just wonder to myself when you're talking about, these are people close to me.
Yeah.
You're talking about one family member saying, oh, you've got a real problem?
Sure, I've got something to help.
I've got something that'll help with that. And it turns out it was actually out of date, too. whatever. There you go.
That's so common. People don't even think about it.
Years in jail for old people.
It happens so common. People don't think about it. They don't realize that it's a crime to actually do that.
Well, what they don't realize is when they don't care about this happening to other people, that other people aren't going to care about it happening to them.
That's true.
And this happens all across this nation every single day to normal people. And these same normal people will click their lips.
Mm.
And they'll shake their finger at those bad, bad other people.
Yeah,
and those people are those people. Once you realize it's not them going to jail, it's us. And they are putting us there. The only people that benefit from the drug war, listen to me, the only people who benefit from the drug war are organized criminals and those in the government power structure. Politicians,
police,
and law enforcement officers, law enforcement unions, essentially. The officers themselves, I suppose they benefit from the invention of the job. And
they get to take people's drugs and money and keep that stuff.
Some of them do. I would hope that they're not, but certainly some of them are.
So back to the story here. As previously reported, TMZ.com says the woman in this case claimed to have a tape recording of CeeLo talking about the incident. Although sources say CeeLo never said anything about slipping ecstasy in her drink, he did reference the drug. It appears the DA views the tape as a confession to drug use and thus the charge. And let me tell you, if that's all they have is CeeLo Green saying something on audio tape that he had ecstasy, or that he gave someone ecstasy, I'm sorry, that to me is not enough of a basis to convict somebody of a charge. Because how can you prove it was ecstasy?
So, for instance, there are things called ecstasy that are sold in stores like head shops and stuff like that.
Or he could have been sold something that he thought was ecstasy, but turned out it was some other chemical.
But that's a crime to believe.
To misrepresent something?
To believe that you have an illegal substance.
Okay.
But, the point is that what is ecstasy? He didn't give this woman the chemical name of it, and he could very well, the defense attorney has to do is go in front of the jury and show them a bag of some of this designer chemicals out there that's called ecstasy or something like that. I mean, there's drugs out there, legal sort of supplements that are called ecstasy.
Thing is, though, I'm looking at the California statutes here, and it doesn't seem to say that if he's... I'll get you the detail on what the statute says here. Free talk about it.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. I mentioned the Bitcoin tip jar earlier, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can throw some money in the Bitcoin tip jar. If you do that, we've actually got people who have pledged to match you up to $950 per month, U.S. dollars worth of bitcoins or U.S. dollars, people contributing to Free Talk Live via the Bitcoin tip jar, via the AMP program. These are ways that you can help us get Free Talk Live into more radio stations coast to coast. And this month, it's better than ever because actually this month and into the future, from what I understand, we will have people doubling your contribution. So please send something over to the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tom listening in Pennsylvania. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, Tom. I got a question about the Bitcoins there. I don't know that much about them. And what I'm looking at is they're digital currency, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, now my question is this. Did I get the wallet, I put my Bitcoins in this wallet, and what happens? Now this, I don't know if they can do it yet, but I have the feeling that they're getting close to being able to do it. What if the federal government decides to come in and shut down the Internet? What happens to my Bitcoins?
Excellent question.
Yeah, basically, it's possible to use Bitcoins over sort of these like limited intranets that people might make for themselves, hackers might create in the absence of the real Internet. And at that point, and then at some point when the real Internet is turned back on or someone can get access to it, then you know the coins would kind of they'd set to right and in those situations. However, basically the answer is if the internet goes down,
that would kill Bitcoin.
Bitcoins are down,
but it won't destroy them. In that, if the internet comes back up after it's been taken off for a while, the Bitcoins will still be there.
And don't forget that the dollar is a digital currency, and what the government would do to itself if it shut down the internet and the use of its dollar too. I mean, the dollar relies heavily on the internet currently. I mean, there's a lot of business that's done on the internet. What I always say to people when it comes to preparing for the worst, I believe in preparing for the worst. I really believe that. I've got food stored in my house. I've got gold. I've got silver. You know, I got a pump in my yard I can do with my hand. I got pigs, you know, the whole deal. But if you're going to prepare for the worst, you need to prepare for success, too. You need to prepare for the possibility of the best. And Bitcoin is the preparation for the world moving into a more connected space.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't seem very likely that the internet is going to be shut down at any point. It's a possibility. But if it were shut down, for how long would it be down? Because there's a huge demand out there for the internet. I mean, gosh, what would people do without their internet connections?
Yeah, if people couldn't see LOL cats on Facebook,
there'd
they might
riots.
Just rise up against the government at that point.
So I don't think that that's very likely, but nonetheless, it's certainly important to have you know, your money in different places. As you mentioned, Mark, you've got gold and silver in addition to Bitcoin. So I would certainly wouldn't recommend putting your whole life savings into Bitcoin, but it is one place that you could put money, that you can turn U.S. dollars into something else that will hold value and possibly go up dramatically
one
more.
One thing's for certain, your U.S. dollars are going to go down in value.
Yeah. So does that answer your question, Tom?
Well, that does, you know, that raises an interesting point, you know, about the U.S. dollar being digital and all that, and with the money being created with your signature and all that other stuff.
Right.
I hadn't actually considered that part of it as far as the banks using digital currencies to represent the fiat. So that's interesting there.
Well, and if you think about it, the fact that you use the word fiat, it's important to point out what that means. You know, the idea of fiat currency is that it's just arbitrarily issued by some governmental agency, for instance. And
the euro
so,
and the U.S. dollar are both fiat currencies.
So if they want to, if they want to...
It's not even a governmental agency doing that.
Well... The Federal Reserve has an exclusive deal with the federal government to provide them with funding. And they are, I think some of their, was it their board members or whatever are appointed by the president?
At least the chairman is.
The chairman, yeah. So there's definitely a real heavy tie in there.
It calls it quasi-governmental.
Yeah, so but my point was going to be that, of course, they can just increment the number of dollars in a computer system by adding some zeros onto, you know, the total or whatever, and that's all it takes for them to inflate the currency. With Bitcoin, there is inflation in that it's, like right now, there's a certain programmed amount
there'll
of
Bitcoins.
There'll
never be more than 21 million Bitcoins.
Right, but there are, I don't know what there are right now. Is it like 11 or something like
about
that?
About 11.
So yes, we do know that there will be more Bitcoins over time as people are mining these Bitcoins. There's a process involved called Bitcoin mining, but it's a predictable process. We know exactly what the rate is going to be, and we know that there's a limit, there's a cap on what will happen in the future. So there's no arbitrary governmental control over this. Nobody can just wave a magic wand and double the amount of Bitcoins in circulation. It's just not possible. So there's real serious controls on the possibility of damages from inflation.
Now, there are physical Bitcoins, too. Is that correct?
They're more of a novelty than anything else. There are a couple of different physical Bitcoins.
Extremely valuable novelty.
Yeah, well, that's right, because the collectibles,
right.
Essentially. So they do have a collectible value to them. But the issue with physical Bitcoins, the real problem with them, is that it's confusing to people. If we've just spent 5 minutes talking about how Bitcoin's a digital currency, and then we start talking about the physical Bitcoins, that introduces a level of confusion into a discussion. But essentially what a physical Bitcoin is it's just a physical representation of the address of those Bitcoins online. So it's
which,
a
of course,
way,
is what a dollar bill is. It's a physical representation of, you know, some number in some computer somewhere. There aren't nearly as many dollar bills in the circulation as there are dollars in existence.
Yeah, so the physical Bitcoin is more of just a novelty.
Okay, so but those physical ones are tradable,
sure.
Like the physical.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely true. You have to be a little more careful with the physical bitcoins. You have to make sure they haven't been redeemed. So, for instance, the Cascadius coin, which is the first one, the first physical bitcoin to hit the market, had a holographic label on the back. If the holographic label was removed, it should show that it was removed. But some people did come up with ways to remove that label that would not necessarily reveal that it had been removed. And underneath that label is the private key that allows you access to those bitcoins online and the online wallet in which they're being held. So if you're receiving a physical bitcoin, you have to be receiving it from a trustworthy source, and you have to, you know, be sure that the bitcoins are still there. The good thing about the physical bitcoins is there's a code on it that's visible, and you can punch that code into blockchain.info, for instance, and it will show you, yes, indeed, there is still, this Bitcoin is still there. Because if I handed you a physical Bitcoin that had already been redeemed and you didn't know about that, and then you got it home and I was long gone, let's say you didn't know me, you met me.
You could have it for months or years.
Yeah, and then you check it later around, thinking that there was a Bitcoin in there, and then turns out there isn't. So that's one of the risks with the physical Bitcoin, whereas, you know, with an online, or with the online Bitcoins, the regular Bitcoins, once you transmit the Bitcoin to somebody, it shows on their Bitcoin software that it is in the process of receiving it.
Uncrackable.
Yeah. Tom, I hope that helps you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey, check out WeUseCoins.com. It's a great site with some good introductory material about Bitcoins. It's fascinating stuff, and I appreciate your call tonight and the question. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what I was saying earlier about CeeLo Green, the point I really wanted to get out about this is because he's being charged with a felony possession, or not possession, but felony transmission of the actual charge is furnishing a controlled substance. And when you look at the furnishing charge, it seems to have to do with controlled substances. It says that the defendant knew of the presence of the controlled substance, the defendant knew of the substance's nature or character as a controlled substance. This one has to do with giving it to someone under the age of 18. But if CeeLo Green had something that wasn't actually ecstasy, how could he have known that it was ecstasy? How could he have known for sure? Unless he said, well, I tested that drug and it sure was ecstasy. I used a test kit on it.
Unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think he did that. I think he's going to have a good case here, and I think he's probably going to get off on this. And he did go with not guilty. He did not take the plea deal, so good on him.
Good for him.
855-450-FREE. The UC Davis pepper sprayer cop. We'll give you the update on that next. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The moments remain here. You can take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. By the way, update on the Free State Project, progress towards 15,000 signers. There are nine more remaining. There are 14,991. So Free State Project looking to get nine more signers within the next, I don't know, day would be nice.
Make some phone calls, people, by the end of the show.
So it would be awesome. Thank you for everybody who's jumping on board.
10 minutes.
Nine signers in 9 minutes. Let's do this.
I don't know how long it takes the system to register it. It may take a couple minutes. But either way, it's exciting.
We'll keep updating.
What's that?
We'll keep updating.
I don't know about that, but we'll definitely update you tomorrow on how it's doing. But it's exciting, the idea of people coming together and moving for freedom. So go to freestateproject.org. You can be in the first 15,000 because it may pick up pace. Once that 15,000 point, that threshold is crossed,
it's been picking up pace. That's how population that's how population models work.
Have you been watching that, Johnson?
Yeah, it's been following into my numbers that I predicted like 3 years ago. I did a graph of it, and it's following almost exactly.
Perfect. So blockchain.info, we've been talking about bitcoins. Maybe you want to get your own wallet and get started with bitcoins. Mark, you mentioned cashintocoins.com is a good place to actually get the bitcoins for cash, but you've got to have a wallet to give cash into coins. You have to have your wallet address to give to them so they know where to send the bitcoins. And if you don't have one of those, you can't get bitcoins. So go to blockchain.info and get your free bitcoin wallet today. Blockchain.info not only has an easy-to-use website, but also they have got amazing smartphone apps that make it so if you want, you can transfer bitcoins directly to another person's smartphone. Just scan a QR code, and then it just sends the bitcoins or receives bitcoins. They're very easy.
So you guys actually might know this formula. It's called PERT. It's like a math formula that has to do with money over time. It's principal,
interest.
It's PERT is, so the E is something else. I don't remember the exact formula. I have to look it back up again because it's been a while since I was in the math class. Again, it was several years ago that I did this. But essentially, population models follow this sort of same exponential growth. So 3 years ago, I kind of made this prediction, and it seems to be holding true, that essentially that the Free State Project will hit that 20,000 number probably somewhere at the beginning of 2016.
Beginning of 2016.
like early 2016.
I hope it's sooner than
but
that.
I think it's going to be. It seems to be on track to being a little bit faster than, so I'm thinking maybe now, maybe it'll be the end of 2015.
Yeah, that would be awesome. It's amazing. I love being a part of it. FreeStateProject.org. So, Johnson, you have the update on the University UC Davis police officer, Lieutenant John Pike, who made headlines a couple years ago now, during Occupy, I believe it was, and he was spraying down some protesters.
Yeah, they were all just sitting there Indian style, not, you know, minding their own business.
Yep, and he had to exert his authority.
They're occupying a piece of property, so not.
Yeah, but it was college property, was it not?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, what's wrong with them occupying a college property? It's public space. They should be able to have a protest.
Sort of the expectation is the college students will sort of adopt kind of radical political ideas and play with those ideas. I mean, really, isn't that how people learn?
This guy was notorious because the video footage and the photographs of him show him literally spraying this pepper spray.
Like the bear spray, like the big can.
Yeah. It's huge.
This orange-colored pepper spray, huge can of it. And he is standing, and the pepper spray can itself is no more than 3 feet away from the faces of these young people.
Right, they're sitting
like
on the ground.
Foot and a half.
Yeah, they're sitting on the ground, and he's basically fogging them with this stuff right in the
face.
It's
horrifying.
Yeah.
So what happened to this guy?
So a former U.S. campus policeman who pepper-sprayed peaceful protesters has been awarded $38,000 in compensation for psychiatric damage.
Poor fella.
Lieutenant John Pike received threats after the footage of the incident went viral on the internet in 2011. It showed him casually spraying protesters from Occupy Wall Street movement as they sat on the ground at the University of California. His award is actually not much less than that received by the protesters he harmed. Mr. Pike was suspended from his job at the University of California, Davis, after the incident and left the force in July of 2012. An official investigation found that the university officials and UC Davis police used poor judgment and excessive force in the confrontation. Really? In June, Mr. Pike filed a workers' compensation claim with UC Davis over the incident and claimed that he suffered psychiatric and nervous system damage. Local reports said Mr. Pike had received more than 17,000 angry or threatening emails, 10,000 text messages, and hundreds of letters after the video of the pepper spraying was published. I wonder how many people still have his number. UC Davis spokesman Andy said on Wednesday that the Division of Workers' Compensation Appeals Board agreed on the 16th of October to resolve his claim by paying him a settlement totaling $38,055, Reuters news agency reported. That amount of compensation.
By the way, I did the division. He sprayed 21 activists. That's $1,812 per activist.
So the amount of compensation apparently is in line with permanent impairment as calculated by the state's disability evaluation unit. Last year, the university agreed to pay $1 million to settle a lawsuit brought on behalf of the 21 students who were sprayed and reported suffering the panic attacks, trauma, and academic problems as a result. So how many students? If it's 21 students, 1 million divided by 21 is not 38,000.
No. I was saying that he...
No. I'm saying, where did all the money go for that $1 million
lawyers.
Lawsuit?
Probably lawyers.
Ridiculous. So again,
well, even in Pike's case, he only got like $26,000 worth of it, or something like that. He didn't end up with a full amount. Or excuse me, he got, according to this story, stipulated settlement entered on the 16th. The administrative law judge ordered the University of California Regents to pay Pike $264 per week to reach the total payout, minus $5,700 in legal fees. So he's going to end up with around $31,000.
So I wonder if it's going to kick off a new batch of people out there. Now that I'm sure.
What do you mean, kick off a new batch of?
Well, I'm sure that there is he's filing damages because of all the stress and harm that he suffered from all the emails and texts and calls, you know, and because of this, that happened at the time of the incident. But now it's coming out and it's being repeated in the news again. And obviously, we're covering it. I'm sure other radio shows might be covering this story as well. That may just kick off another batch.
So he can get more.
Because he's now getting an award for what he did, which he shouldn't be getting.
Yeah,
what the news should be is him turning it down because he realizes what a jerk he is.
Yeah, well, that's an alternate universe that we
yeah.
live in.
So, but so he's not. So it's, he's getting more attention that he's getting rewarded for his behavior.
You know, this is what they want in the Robin Hood case here in Keene. The Robin Hood case, essentially, kind of the same idea is that these parking enforcers are claiming they're being harassed and intimidated by the Robin Hooders right. here, and that they deserve, you know, they deserve to be protected from this. And ultimately, the city of Keene is afraid that the parking enforcers, one of whom has quit his job, is going to file some sort of similar right. Claim against them, saying that the city, you didn't protect me from these Robin Hooders.
I've got nervous system damage.
And the Robin Hooders, well, he did claim that he had heart palpitations yeah. during the trial.
Right.
The Robin Hooders are people who will walk in front of the parking enforcers here in Keene, and they'll place coins in the meters in order to save people from getting tickets. The judge has yet to make a ruling in this case, but ultimately that's the thrust here, is that oh, these poor government workers, they shouldn't be subject to people saying things to them. You shouldn't be able to critique them, and certainly you shouldn't be able to speak to them on the streets and give them your opinion. Well, of course, if you say nice things to them, it's totally fine. But if you say anything that's bad to them, anything at all that could be considered demeaning or harassing or intimidating, then that's a problem.
And I guess that's kind of what happened with this guy, right? Like, right. you know, all the...
Except these guys haven't gotten a payout yet. The parking enforcers right. haven't yet gotten
all
a payout.
The emails from, you know, that might have been in support of this guy walking along spraying pepper spray in people's
sure.
faces, those weren't taken into consideration at all, you know? I mean, he should have, if what he did was right, he should have been secure in the knowledge that what he did was
right.
good
the
and just.
The email shouldn't have bothered him then.
I mean, if he's a paladin of truth and justice, as we're told that, you know, so many people get into law enforcement for, then he should know what he did was right and stand in the face of all the others that say what he did was wrong.
But this is an important, I'm glad you went there, because it points out that what people in a community think about the police does matter. If you can have a community of people who are telling the police, hey, that's wrong. I don't appreciate that you're arresting people for having a plant. I don't appreciate that you're arresting people for, you know, college kids for having a drink. I don't appreciate that you're arresting underage people for drinking. If people were to give feedback like that to the police and let them know, hey, that's not right. What you're doing is wrong. Please stop that. But unhand that lady. If people in the streets, average people, were to say things to the police about what they're doing and let them know it's wrong what you're doing, that level of
maybe
shaming...
Maybe not using anachronistic language, though. You don't necessarily have to say, unhand that woman, yeah. foul sir.
If people were to shame these people, if people, average people, were to let the police know that what they're doing is wrong...
Thou art a villain!
And not be afraid
and
of
the basis of mongrels!
And not be afraid of being targeted by the police as a result of that. The police would likely change their behavior over time,
say,
which is why
go.
Bringing people together for the same purpose as the Free State Project is a darn good idea. We'll see
Maggie, what get.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.